Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 on the FM dial, Touch Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, April 16th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved on sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. And our number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 4:14 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Let's go to the NBA playoffs. Yesterday, the Cavaliers just squeaked one out over the Pacers, 109-108. The Pacers had a game-winning shot at the end and clanged it. Cavaliers up one game to zip in that series. The Bucks surprised the Raptors, 97-83, beating them in Toronto, so they grab home court advantage. The Bucks 97, the Raptors 83, and that puts the Bucks up one game to zip. The Spurs 111, the Grizzlies 82. That's not surprising. And with Tony Allen out, I wouldn't be surprised if the Spurs swept that series. And the Jazz defeated the Clippers in an upset, 97-95. So the Jazz grab home court advantage in that one. So I'm not surprised by any of those scores. You know, the Clippers just, you know, well, they had, you know, Paul out for most of the, a great part of the season. So that certainly didn't help. But they limped into the playoffs, and so I expect them to, well, they still have a chance. I'm not sure how good the Jazz are defensively. When they're hot, I think they have a good shot at, winning some games. But I look for the Clippers to probably pull it out, maybe in 6 or 7. Okay, today's NBA playoff schedule, if you're interested. The Chicago Bulls come into Boston to play the Celtics in the first game of that playoff. Atlanta is at Washington. I'm picking the Celtics to win the series over the Bulls, probably in 5 games. And Atlanta have been playing fairly well. Even though they don't have home court advantage, I would take Atlanta in that series. Other games, Portland is at Golden State. I'm taking Golden State to go all the way. I won't say they're going undefeated, but they're going to go all the way. So I'm taking, obviously, Golden State over Portland today. And in the other game, Oklahoma City at Houston. Now, this should be a bond burner. First of all, Westbrook and Harden don't like each other. And they're both battling for MVP of the year. And so I think I will take Houston in that one over Oklahoma City. I think they have more guns. They had a better record during the year. No matter how hard Westbrook plays, Harden should come close to what he does. I think Westbrook gets the MVP award this year, primarily because his numbers were just off the chart everywhere. You name it, he did it. Assists, rebounds, scoring. But Harden really refined his game playing point guard, and he was up there in rebounds and scoring as well, and assists. And so, therefore, you know, I would just slightly give the edge to Westbrook because of all of the many triple doubles that he made. I remember him playing in a game against the Celtics here in Boston. And Boston in the first half had a pretty good ability to clamp down on him. They doubled him every time he got anywhere near driving range. So what they did in the second half was would drive and pass the ball out, and the outside shooters were just clocking. They were hitting like 3-pointers and 2-pointers, like you would not believe. And so when the Celtics had to, you know, cool on the double team, then Westbrook just went off. So Bradley played that game, but neither Bradley or Marcus Smart or Terry Rozier or Jay Crowder could do anything to stop the guy. He's just another gear, and so he's my vote for MVP this year. in the NBA. Okay, 419 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, 2016, April 16th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here, like I said, virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO1, 855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a threat, not a promise.
I don't need to start saving. I'm years from retirement.
Floods don't happen here.
This chest pain is just a little indigestion.
I don't need a helmet. It'll mess up my hair.
It doesn't rain enough here to flood.
I'll only be a minute. I won't get a parking ticket.
The engine is supposed to make that noise.
This isn't a flood zone.
The potato salad wasn't in the sun that long.
Floods don't happen here. Floods don't happen here. Right?
People have an amazing ability to deny obvious risks, like flooding. Yet floods happen in all 50 states. Fortunately, it's easy to find out your risk. Just visit floodsmart.gov or call 1-888-RAIN-022.
It's just a passing shower, right?
Brought to you by the National Flood Insurance Program.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 424 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. National Hockey League playoffs. The Bruins had a fantastic chance to go 2-up on the road against the Senators, and they blew it. Senators 4 and the Bruins 3, and that was overtime. Maple Leafs 4 and the Capitals 3, and that was a double overtime. Predators 5 and the Blackhawks zip, and the Ducks 3 and the Flames 2. In that Bruins game, no scoring in the first period. 9:47 in the second period, Drew Stafford got his first goal of the playoffs with assists from Backes and Chara. Bruins 1 and the Senators zip. At 10:57, Clark MacArthur got his first goal of the playoffs on the power play with assists from Ryan and Brassard, and that tied it up at one game apiece. But at 12:39, Tim Schaller got his first goal of the playoffs. That was shorthanded, by the way, with assists from Moore. Bruins 2, Senators 1. And at 16:01, Patrice Bergeron got his first goal of the playoffs on the power play with assists from Spooner, Pasternak and Spooner. And that made it 3-1 Bruins at the end of two periods. It wasn't enough. 5:28 of the third period, Chris Weidman got his first goal of the playoffs with an assist from Fanouf, making it 3-2. And 7:48, Derek Brassard got his first goal of the playoffs with an assist from Carlson and Fanouf, and that tied it at 3 apiece. And in the overtime, at 1:59 of the overtime, Dion Fanouf got the winner, his first goal of the playoffs with an assist from Stone. And that was it. Senators 4 and the Bruins 3. Tuukka Rask had 25 saves on 29 shots. And Anderson had 26 saves on 29 shots. And so Bruins come home. They grab home ice advantage. And series is tied at 1 apiece. And so therefore, you know, you got to look positively at it, but it could have been 2-0. And that would have been really a big break for the Bruins. Not a big break, it would have been a well-earned lead for the Bruins coming home. But they've also suffered some injuries, and so that did not help. Like I said, that series is tied at one game apiece. The Washington Maple Leafs series is tied at one game apiece. Pittsburgh plays Columbus today. Pittsburgh is up 2-0 in that one. The Canadiens and the Rangers. Where's my paperwork here? The Canadiens and the Rangers, that series is tied at one game apiece. The Sharks and the Oilers play today. The Sharks lead that one. Wait a minute. I don't have that one. How come? Sharks played yesterday. No, that Sharks played Friday. I don't have that one. I don't know what that series is. But anyway, they play at San Jose today. Okay, and Anaheim leads the Flames 2-0. The Blues lead the Wild 2-0, and they play today at St. Louis, by the way. So the Wild didn't do well protecting their home ice. And the Predators... beating the Blackhawks 2-0. So there you go. Blackhawks, I think, were one of the favorites going into the playoffs. But That's the way it goes. 429 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 in your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Resurrection Sunday, April 16th, 2017 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Be back.
Everyone settle down. Joanne DiCarlo.
Present.
William Robertson.
Here.
Raymond Vega.
Yeah, I'm here.
Peter Lawrence. John Earhart. Marona Maxwell. Andrea Thompson. Andrea Thompson.
Every day, 10 children are killed by gunfire. 10 dead kids. 10 kids too many. The violence won't stop until you help stop it. To find out how, call 1-800-WE-PREVENT for free information. That's 1-800-WE-PREVENT. And please call today. Not one more lost life. Not one more grieving family. Not one more. A public service message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Crime Prevention Coalition, and the Ad Council.
Also by your friends here at Sounds of Praise and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:33 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here originally every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we covered the NBA and we covered the National Hockey League. So, let's move on to Major League Baseball. Interleague play, the Yankees 3 and the Cardinals 2. Phillies 4 and the Nationals 2 in the National League. Reds 7 and the Brewers 5. Pirates 8 and the Cubbies 7. Rockies 5 and the Giants zip. The Braves 4 and the Padres 2. The Marlins 5 and the Mets 4. and the Dodgers 8 and the Diamondbacks 4. Over in the American League, the Blue Jays 2 and the Orioles 1. The Twins 6 and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox 2 and the Rays 1. Astros 10 and the A's 6. Cleveland 13 and the Tigers 6. The Royals 3 and the Angels 2. And the Mariners 5 and the Rangers 0. In that Red Sox game, Dustin Pedroia went 1 for 3 with a walk. He's hitting 302 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 0 for 4. He's hitting 238. Mookie Betts went 0 for 4. He's hitting 250. Hanley Ramirez went 0 for 4. He's hitting 241. But Mitch Moreland went 3 for 4, scored 2 runs with an RBI. Got his first Red Sox home run, and he's hitting 333 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 1 for 3. He's hitting 393. Pablo Sandoval went 0 for 3. He's hitting 132. Young went 1 for 2 with a walk. He's hitting 265. Sandy Leon went 0 for 3 with an RBI. He's hitting 267. Chris Sale, yeah, that Sale is paying off. He went 7 innings, gave us 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned. Walked 3, struck out 12. And has a 1.25 ERA, got his first win in a Red Sox uniform. He's 1-1 on the season. Barnes came in, pitched the 8th inning, went 1 inning, walked 2, struck out 1. He's 0-0-0 for ERA. And Kimbrel came in the 9th, got his 4th save of the season. Pitched an inning, struck out 2, and he has a 1.80 ERA. Still too early for me in the baseball season to make any predictions, and nothing surprisingly has happened thus far to say, whoa, I didn't see them coming out of nowhere. Maybe in the National League, Cincinnati might be called a surprise. They've been doing really well as far as the season is concerned. A lot better, I'm assuming, than a lot of people had thought they would do. Let me see. In the American League, Baltimore lost their 7-3 on the season. New York won. They are 7-4, putting them a half a game behind. Tampa Bay lost, making them 6-6. So they are 2.5 games back. Boston won. They're 6-5. And they are 1.5 games back. And Toronto won. They're 2-9. And they're 6.5 games behind. In the Central Division, Detroit Tigers, they lost yesterday, making them 7-4. Minnesota Twins, they won. They're 7-4. The Chicago White Sox lost, making them 5-5. The Cleveland Indians won this. They are 5-6. Kansas City Royals, they're 5-6. Out west, Houston, they won, making them 8-4. The LA Angels, they lost, making them 6-6. Oakland lost, they're 5-7. Texas, what do the Rangers do? Can't find them here. Where's my stuff for the Rangers? Oh, the Rangers lost, got shut out by the Mariners. And Seattle, they won, so they're 3-8 on the season. And like I said, no surprises. Nothing has jumped out here in the American League so far to say, you know, I never expected that. In the National League, the New York Mets, they lost yesterday, making them 7-5. The Washington Nationals lost, making them 6-5. Miami, Atlanta, and Philadelphia, they all trail. In the Central Division, Cincinnati, I guess, is the surprise. Could be a surprise. They're 8-4. They won yesterday. Chicago Cubs lost 6-5, making them a game and a half back. The Brewers lost. Pittsburgh won, and St. Louis lost. Out west, the Diamondbacks. You might call them a surprise. They lost yesterday, however, making them 8-4. Colorado, the Rockies. They won, making them 8-4. That could be a surprise. The Dodgers won, making them 7-5. San Diego and San Francisco bring up the rear. So, like I said, no one's, to me, in my estimation, has, you know, gotten off to such a great start. You got to say, whoa. And as far as the world champion Chicago Cubs are concerned, they're having some slight problems. I wouldn't say it's a major problem, but, you know, when you win the championship, you've got that target on your back. And everybody's out to play their best game they possibly can against you. So the fact that they may have some, and then they may still be recovering from all the celebration after winning, after what, 108 years or whatever it was before they won another championship. So that could be part of the problem too. I guess they are still the odds on favorites, and I can understand why people would not think that. The Cubs in Cleveland would not be, you know, right up there again this year. You know, why not? I have no reason to believe that they won't be major contenders again this year. It's 4:41 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on that internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Resurrection Sunday, April the 16th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Be back.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've accidentally cut your daughter's bangs unevenly. Do you A, line things up a centimeter from her hairline?
Man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man!
No, sweatbands are so hot right now. Everyone's wearing them, like that basketball player and that other basketball player.
B, get spiritual.
Mom, where did all the mirrors go?
A reflection could never capture our true selves.
Huh?
Beauty is within.
C, look on the bright side.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or D, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
Ta-da! Twinsies!
I kinda love it. As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit adoptuskids.org/AL. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And also brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sport. 4:45 is the Brown Perspective on Sport time, coming to the home stretch. And like I said, we've covered the NBA. We've covered the NHL playoffs. We gave you the latest Major League Baseball scores. So where are we going? Let's go back to the NBA. We haven't talked Celtics. I think the Celtics should win this series against the Bulls. Maybe six games, five games. I think the first game is going to tell the story. If we can win, decisively in game number one at home and show them, hey, we're here to go some distance in the playoffs, that'll take all the fire out of them so that when we get back to Chicago with a 2-0 lead, they'll be ready to fold. Anyway, that's my hopeful prognostication. But overall, I think the Celtics bench, we need to run the ball. Of course, you can't run the ball that well if the other team is putting the ball in the basket. So I guess it begins with our defense, especially our perimeter defense. Chicago doesn't have much of an inside game, so we can stop the penetration of Wade, Rondo, and Butler. We should pretty well be able to shut off their game. And after a while, like I said, without them having a killer bench, we should really be able to run them into the ground. Now we need guys like Kelly Olynyk to come off the bench and play well. We need Marcus Smart is going to give you his all. This is playoff time. Marcus Smart never gives you anything less than his all. But if he can hit some shots as well, that'll be even better as far as our future is concerned. And maybe that'll improve his confidence. He'll take more and make more. Amir Johnson needs to get some points to help the first team along. And then there's, guys like Jonas Jerebko and Terry Rozier off the bench, who I think, should be able to contribute. So I am hopeful. So we'll see how things go. Like I said, if we pound them in the first game, that should take a lot of starch out of their backbone. And we should be able to go, a fairly good distance after winning the first round of the playoffs. Okay, 4:48 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, April 16th, 2017 edition of a Brown. I'm doing about three things here. That's why it's like that. Anyway, where are we going to go next? Let's go to the New England Patriots. Yeah, let's go to New England Patriots. Patriots have not signed anyone recently. They've had some running backs in. Supposedly, they and LeGarrette Blount are at odds as to what his salary should look like. And so, therefore, he is still a free agent. The fact that no one else has jumped out, he had a career year last year. The fact that no one else has jumped out and signed him sort of like puts the onus on his back. He doesn't have that much leverage, I guess, if no one else is interested. So we'll have to wait and see what happens as far as that contract is concerned. I would love to see them. I see no reason why they shouldn't sign him. Again, maybe they're looking at some running back who's still in college, who they may be able to draft, you know, way down in the draft. And it's still going to be interesting to see what happens with Butler. He has to sign his tender, I believe, sometime this month to be eligible to play for the Patriots this upcoming season, or play for anybody else's upcoming season. So that's going to be interesting to see how that works out. So anyway, Patriots are still in great shape. Everyone is still moaning and groaning about how well they did in free agency. You know, went out spending big bucks and bringing in, you know, some pretty good players who look like they're going to be just immense in the Patriots offense, as well as improving their defense as well. Interesting thing took place, and it hasn't happened yet, but the Tennessee Titans decided to cut Jason McCourty. I don't know why they cut him. He was, I think, one of their starting cornerbacks. Jason McCourty, if you don't know, is the twin brother of Devin McCourty. And they're exactly lookalikes, too. I saw a commercial with them recently. And it'll be interesting to see if the Patriots decide to give him a shot. Maybe they'll wait and see what happens as far as the Butler situation is concerned. But it'd be interesting to see if, you know, the Patriots, you know, go for the McCourty brothers. That would be an interesting take on the Patriots defense this year. Here again, he has to, I guess they have to come to some kind of determination as to what the salary is going to be like. But maybe just a chance to play with his brother. Maybe he wouldn't want an arm and a leg, but we'll have to wait and see on that. Football is such a high impact game that you gotta get what you can get while you can get it. That's why I don't blame LeGarrette Blount for holding out for more money. And maybe Jason McCourty will have to go wherever the money is as far as his career is concerned. But it'll be interesting. It'll be, you know, to see him and his brother playing, you know, on the same ball club. And since they have that Rutgers connection, he could be the guy that takes Logan Ryan's place. Another Rutgers guy who went for the money as well. It's 4:52 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. Multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, Resurrection Sunday, April 16th, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Of young Americans can't locate economic powers like Japan and India. 20% can't even find the Pacific Ocean. Without geography, our children aren't ready for the world. Geography is everywhere. It's incredible creatures. Rhythm. Fashion. Flavor. It's economics. And politics. It's change. Understanding connections between people and places is critical in the 21st century. That's why we created MyWonderfulWorld.org to give our kids the power of global knowledge. Go to MyWonderfulWorld.org for your free parent and teacher action kits. Because kids who understand our world today can succeed in it tomorrow.
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFL, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:55 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. Let's conclude with this. As I was getting my sports information today about the scores and whatnot before I came to the station, a little pop-up came up on my computer where they say they had listed the all-time team for every baseball team in Major League Baseball. And so, therefore, I said, I could probably do that off the top of my head for the Red Sox anyway. So, for whatever it's worth, here is my all-time Red Sox baseball team off the top of my head. I didn't even write it down, so I'm giving it to you just hot off the griddle. First base, Kyle Yastrzemski. Second base, Bobby Doerr, with Dustin Pedroia breathing down his neck. And, at shortstop, oh my goodness, I've forgotten his name. How soon we forget. Okay, let's move to third base, Wade Boggs. Left field, Ted Williams. Center field, Dom DiMaggio. Right field, pretty close to tie between Tony Conigliaro and Dwight Evans. And catching, Carlton Fisk. Pitching staff, Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens. I'd say Jim Lomborg, without looking at the records. I know he didn't play that long. Relief pitching, Dick Raddatz, Ellis Kinder. some names I know you're not even going to know. Maybe next week I'll jot them down and I'll remember who our shortstop is. But like I said, off the top of my head, that was just about as far as I could go. You know, some of the modern players, you know, like Mookie Betts, I think he'll be up there. Will he have an overall better career than Evans and Conigliaro? Possibly, you know, the way he played last year. You know, runner-up for MVP, and probably since I'm, you know, prejudiced, he'll get gotten my MVP vote. And the power that he utilized, people are complaining already. You know, they got to have something to complain about in the local media. Well, we only hit four home runs going into yesterday's game, so we have five now. So, hey, if we're winning, whether it's a single or whether it's a home run, you know, we can hit a lot of home runs and still not win the game. So, and obviously, you know, with not having Big Poppy in the lineup, you know, our home run production may go down. What we want is timely hits. It's like the game, the day before yesterday, where we lost to the Rays 10-2, but we all hit them 11-9, I believe. You know, so we're getting men on base, but we weren't getting timely hits, and that's what it's all about. So anyway, it's 4:59 here on WMFO. Time to put the wraps on this Resurrection Sunday edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports with you. And you just have to give me a call if you want to get involved in the conversation. I invite you to stay tuned to Sounds of Praise coming next. I'm hosting that program as well. We have a fantastic Resurrection program. Actually, it's part one of a two-part series entitled Thank You for the Cross. And we invite you to stay tuned for that. Here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.